This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We have a lot to get to, believe it or not. Everything's ramping back up, but you've got the Heat, you know, another tough loss yesterday, probably more important, Nikola Jovic and his hand, and talk about that. But the Heat have a chance to get back at it tonight in Atlanta, and we're going to talk with John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta today, and hopefully he can give us his insight on what we might see. Also talk with our friend Tuan Russell today. Haven't talked to Tuan in a while. He's got a charity golf tournament coming up for the Russell Education Foundation. Want to ask him about Cam Ward, the upcoming NFL draft, Carson Beck, all that hoo-ha. And I think the other point of note before we get to headlines and the Heat and all the hoo-ha is Matthew Tkachuk. The biggest fear of Four Nations teams, fans, and players is obviously an injury. And it seems as if Matthew Tkachuk is going to miss a, I don't want to say extended period of time. He's definitely going to miss some time. He was on, Paul Maurice was on with Joe Rose this morning and was clear. Like, Matthew Tkachuk is going to miss time. He's going to be back this season, but he's going to miss time. So that's something, obviously, that I think will be a little bit of a talking point here in South Florida as we get as we get on with the second half of hockey season. Here comes Crowder smacking.
Hey, and, ready to go.
Real loud, and like it's like gross sounding when he signs in. Isn't it like everybody else signs in? Isn't it kind of quiet, Solon? And he signs in, it's like, can't just be quiet.
Have when I walk in a room.
Like a little broadcast savvy. You gotta be smacking your lips and, you know, gurgling and what are you doing? You gotta listen.
Walk in a room, you gotta have a presence, Hawk. Gotta have a presence. I had to reset my gig of my gigillionaire status.
Oh yeah, you reset your gigillionaire.
I had to push the button on the back of that little air bud thing, and now we're rolling.
All right. Anyway. So we'll talk about all that stuff today. There was one question, and we can get into it with Solana because he's been watching the Heat, obviously. But Ira had a question in the Sun Sentinel today that I think a lot of – listen, there's this notion. I think there are some Heat fans going, hey, Cooper Flagg, like, let's do really poorly. And you can be in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Problem is, you're just not that bad. You've got Tyler and you've got Bam. You've got Andrew Wiggins, like – you're just not that bad, unfortunately, if you can say unfortunately. But someone emailed Ira and said, Ira, you don't have to ask anymore. We're not good enough to beat the good teams. This is coming off the loss yesterday to Milwaukee. The emailer writes, and that means we're not winning a playoff series. I'm buying a Cooper Flagg jersey. And here's what Ira says. But it is highly unlikely that the Heat will be bad enough to fall into a spot with any type of reasonable odds for the top overall picks, unless, of course, you're talking about buying a Duke Cooper Flagg jersey, which, by the way, UM and Duke tomorrow. Ira says, yes, while there have been moments to create buzz this season, such as a home victory over the Cavs or a road win in Houston and three highly competitive quarters in OKC, by the way, that's like a funny thing, like highlights of this season, three really good quarters against Oklahoma City, which ended in a terrible loss, but that's one of the season highlights. Ira says, it would be difficult to envision the Heat taking four playoff games from one of the top seeds in the East, although we do first have to see if Cleveland can withstand playoff pressure. Even a number six seed could provide a puncher's chance against the Knicks. But from a play-in spot, the ultimate of challenges, still as dark as it looks at the moment, Ira says, let's see if the Heat can make something of this impending home-heavy stretch before we cast ultimate doom on this season. So Ira, who's a little bit of a doomsayer himself, is telling you, yeah, hey, don't worry too much about yesterday and just kind of wait till what's coming up, Solana. It's like 15 games at home, like 12 out of 15 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm actually moving into Bernie's room at the Kaseya Center for the entire month of March.
Because they're home so often.
Yeah.
But I said it last week, Crowder. I don't hold any kind of hopes for the second half of the Heat season. I thought yesterday was probably representative of what we'll see more often than not, which is a team that fights and seemingly has a chance, but better teams are just going to come away with the dub at the end.
It's like, what was that, OKC when they were up and then they just got outscored 760-3 in the fourth quarter, whatever. Like, they're just not that, they're not that good of a team. But what, you make the bed, you got to lay in it. They've given us championship or bust thoughts for decades. So now, like, even that texter, honestly, I'm going to break it to him. There's one team that's going to win the East, one team's going to win the West, and then one team's going to win it all. Is that the Heat? No. But every other team that don't think they can be that one should try to get Cooper Flagg. It's just not how they're built. Pat, Andy, and them are not going to let that happen. And Spo is not going to put somebody in the game to not score points. It's just not going
to
happen.
They just can't be that bad with this roster anyway. You have to be epically bad to be in position to get a Cooper Flagg. And the teams, by the way, that are epically bad, they will make certain by the end of the season that as bad as they are, they're even worse towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. The Heat aren't anywhere near that neighborhood. So don't get caught up in a pipe dream of Cooper Flagg. And I don't even know if he's going to go pro. He talked about staying at Duke anyway.
Oh, okay.
He might make more money in college. Cooper Flagg is a big name.
If you stay one season for 10 mil, 20 mil, I mean, kind of fun if you're having fun in college.
Making more than so let's just say they figure out this roster and rotation. They win a playoff series. That texter is not going to be happy. All we could do was go to the second round.
I'm winning a playoff series.
I know, I'm just saying, like, let's say all stars align and they win a playoff series. They're never going to be happy. With the Dolphins, we say, we just need a playoff win. With the Heat, win a ring or we should have tanked. And that's what they said.
As evidenced by Jimmy Butler, by the way, two NBA finals trips. And we're like, yeah, didn't work. so we have very high standards. We do. By the way, did anyone see Jimmy Butler? Hard Rock Bet tweeted this out. Jimmy Butler is on fire. Fastest warrior to ever hit 100 points. He's averaging 20 points, 25 and 5. But he's averaging 20 points. And we didn't see 20 points. How many times did he break 20 this season? Any? Golden State is 5-1.
On accident once.
Since the trade. Golden State is 5-1.
You know,
and by the way, don't sleep on Zion either if we want to talk about other players. Oh, Zion is gracious. A monster right now.
You shoot yourself in the foot bringing up Jimmy and Golden State and Zion in the same sentence.
That's
I was going to say, Jimmy's pissing me off that he's playing this well right after he leaves and he was standing in the corner for us. Like,
Golden State is upsetting me. It's not a surprise that he's going to eat and thrive when Steph Curry's on the team. Like, this is not a surprise. That's why the Heat wanted to get Dame Lillard. They knew that. I mean, he is in such a perfect spot, I think.
Does other teams not know Jimmy's going to be over on the right baseline and they're going to get one-on-one and he's going to shoot that little ugly mid-ranger? Like, I would know how to guard Jimmy right now, but he is killing the ass.
Yeah, you leave Steph alone?
What's that? Yeah, yeah. Let him shoot. Let's go double Jimmy on this baseline.
Shut down Jimmy.
That's good. Leave good Draymond call. Open. Leave Draymond wide open. He's got a gray beard. Leave Draymond open.
We have a chance every day this week for you to win a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. There's a lot of sports going on. You just keep listening. We'll give away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks every single day this week. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Let us begin today with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The only thing I'll add to the discussion about is it worth going to the playoffs right now, even if best case scenario, which seems like best case scenario, you get the sixth spot, you play the Knicks, and you beat the Knicks because Tom Thibodeau has run his entire starting lineup into the ground throughout the regular season. At the very least, you want to know what you have in these young pieces. I know Nico got hurt last night, and that's a crusher. But, like, is Jaime going to play? Is Haywood going to play? Khalil Ware, we think he's great. We think, you know, the ceiling is all-star, but do we really know? He's regressed a little bit. At the very least, you get these young guys in a playoff series, whether you win or you lose, in a season like this where you know you're not contending, you give these guys an opportunity to get that experience, and then you know. So when next offseason comes around, hey, are we comfortable trading this guy? Are we comfortable keeping this guy? I think that's the benefit of being in a playoff series.
Solana, I agree with you 100% from just – it's like you're talking about competitive effort. Let's go see what these guys got. And that's what they're going to do. But from a fan standpoint, like the texter said, I don't think he cares about Khalil Ware's development. I think he cares about trying to go get a ring and beat the Milwaukee Bucks and the Knicks and the team Boston Celtics, who are on top dog right now. They're on top of the league right now. That's what everybody's worried about. Why can't – I would be the other side of that. Spo and Riley can't figure out over these next 30 games what Khalil Ware has. You got to see him in an extra 4 or 5 games in the playoffs. Well, let's say they get a gentleman sweep.
The question, though, is how does Khalil Ware exist with Kevin Durant and Cooper Flagg next season on the Heat? Like, how does that dynamic work?
Right.
You see? This is the thought of fans now. I know Hawk's joking, but that's how people think.
Well, no, I'm not joking, Jack. I don't know who you think is joking.
Hawk, I'd be willing to bet you any amount of money that Cooper Flagg is in the NBA draft a season from now. That dude.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking hundreds of millions guaranteed. I get it. It just, there are certain guys who come around every now and then who love college, and they're in no rush to get out of college. When you couldn't make any money, there's no decision. There was a quarterback, though, who stayed 1 year before NIL. Who am I thinking of, Crowder? There was a quarterback who stayed to everyone's shock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Someone texted in. But the only thing I would submit to you, Solana, is if you love Duke, you dreamed your entire life of playing there, and you had a great first season, and you have a chance, honestly, $10 million. To stay one more season. Maybe at least you think about it. You also look at what the draft order might potentially be.
You know what's better than $10 million at Duke?
1-2.
You know what's better, though? $10 million at Duke? $60 million guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah. But, and to the draft order thing, because I can't think of the quarterback you're talking about, but to the draft order, I don't know. I know more female college basketball players' names than men, but I know Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg is
right.
the face of college basketball right now.
Yeah. People are saying
he's going number
Matt
one
Barkley.
Overall.
Matt Barkley?
Let's be honest.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Matt Barkley. I know Russell Wilson transferred to like Wisconsin after NC State, and he could have went and he wound up transferring instead of going to the league. I remember some guys, but yeah, pre-NIL, hell, I got out of Florida as soon as possible.
So the Heat are back at it tonight. Yesterday, you nailed it, Hawk. I mean, they're up 8 going into the fourth quarter. They played outstanding. Andrew Wiggins, Tyler Hero had a 40-burger. Andrew Wiggins, Tyler, and Bam combined for 47 of the Heat's points in the first half. It was leading to a, wow, there's something here kind of game. And then they get outscored 15-2 in the first, 6 seconds of that fourth quarter, and they're outscored by 15 in the fourth. They end up losing. They're 26-29. They've lost 14 games this season when they lead by double digits in a game. That's second most in the league. And they're 8-20 this year when they play teams with a winning record. They haven't beaten a team with a winning record since they beat the Warriors in early January. Pretty different Warriors
team. Get used to that. What you saw last night, kind of get used to that for the rest of the season, in my opinion, because they are good enough to hang with teams, and they're good enough to make you believe. And when it comes down to it, though, the better teams are just going to take them at the end, and we've seen it several times.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is a 7:30 p.m. tip-off, by the way. Niko Jovic broke a bone in his hand, so it's a shooting hand, too. So, yeah. I shed a couple tears last night, Crowder.
I bet you did, man. What did your post game sound like? Oh, you know at that time that it was a broken hand?
Yeah, the Heat announced it at halftime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tommy Tighe, have to hold you?
Send me the link, because I need to hear this, man, because goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was just me weeping.
Niko Jovic was the
Solana had
the next LeBron James, as you speak about him.
Eggs in the Niko Jovic basket.
I know. I listen to pre and post game.
Tommy, by the way, very nurturing swaddle, in case anybody was wondering. Very nurturing.
He had to hold you.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.